Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Razvani for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Delighted to have with me on Zoom today, Matt Macklin. Matt, how are we doing, mate?
I'm good. Not bad yourself.
I'm good. It's been a while. I think the last time we caught up must have been Billum Smith and Chamberlain in Bournemouth.
Great fight.
It was a great fight. Matt, just want to jump straight into it. Obviously, past weekend gone, we saw obviously two shows. Eddie Hearn's on the zone with Galahad and Hughes. But obviously the fight that everyone was talking about was Joyce and Parker. Did you expect Joyce to dominate the way he did?
I picked him to win. Probably, yeah. I wasn't overly surprised the way the fight went. I thought, you know, Parker's going to have success early. His movement, his speed, but can he keep it up? Because Joe Joyce is just, well, he's the juggernaut, isn't he? He's a lump. He holds a great shot. I didn't know Parker. Look, they're big guys. You get hit with a shot on the chin, you don't see coming. Anyone can get done, but. Bar that happening, you know, he's got pretty solid whiskers, Joe Joyce. And Parker's a good puncher, but he's not Deontay Wilder. So I thought, could be a long night for him, you know what I mean? I think he'll have success early, but I do think that, sorry, I got sniffles here. I do think that Joyce will get to him. I think he'll keep the pressure on him. He'll force a pace that Parker's not comfortable with, and he'll get him down the home straight, he'll catch up with him. But listen, it was a beautiful one punch left hook knockout that done him in the end. If it hadn't have been that shot, it would have been another shot. He was tiring. He was getting hit with shots that a few rounds ago he might have been just getting out the way of, but his legs, his body wasn't reacting anymore quickly enough. So you could see. But I think the writing was on the wall fairly early on. You could see that. Even though he was having successes, Parker, he was uncomfortable with the pressure. He was uncomfortable with the pace. And there was an inevitability look about it all. I thought, you know, he's going to get to him. He's going to get to him. And, you know, and he did do in the end, didn't he? Great. But it was a brilliant fight. I think it didn't disappoint. I think it definitely lived up to people's expectations. And, you know, Joe Joyce has certainly announced himself now in that top tier of heavyweights.
As a fighter, Matt, obviously you'll know this better than me, but on TV, Joyce does look incredibly slow with his punches. Is that just deceiving? Is that his way of fighting, but is deceiving to us as an audience because we're seeing it from a TV? But in the fight itself, he punches with accuracy, his timing's on point, and he hits hard.
Well, that's his timing. He's got great timing. He is slow. But his timing's so good, it doesn't matter that even though it's slow, it hits you because he times it well. His timing's so good. It can be bizarre to watch for someone who's thinking, why does he keep catching him with those shots? He's slow, but he's got good timing. And also, he's keeping you under pressure. So, you know, you're thinking about defense and, you know, next thing he hits you with a shot, you know, he's a problem for any of those guys, let me tell you. And even though he's older now, he's not young in years. He's fresh. In terms of, he hasn't had lots of 12-round gruelers. You know what I mean? He's fairly fresh in that regard. You know, you look at Deontay Wilder. He's had three ding-dongs there with Tyson Fury. You know, that's miles on the clock, isn't it? You've gone to the well a few times. How many times can anyone keep going to the well? He's going to catch up now. In that regard, Joyce, even though he does get hit, he is fairly, as a professional boxer, you know, he's relatively fresh.
And you seriously think that he can cause problems to those top tier, the Usyks, the Furies, the Joshuas, the Wilders up there?
Sorry, can you say again?
I said, do you feel that he can cause serious problems to Usyk, Fury, Wilder, Joshua?
I do. Look, Joshua, Wilder, maybe he can't just walk in on them. Those guys, they bang hard. Fury probably doesn't hit as hard as those guys, but he's a big guy and he hits hard and he'll be chopping the right hand down. But maybe he can, you know. It'll be interesting to see it. There's not going to really be any tactical tricks to Joe Joyce. What you see is what you get. He's coming at you. But just because that's a simple game plan doesn't mean it's not effective or doesn't mean it's not really difficult to cope with. When you're under pressure, you know, you're under pressure. You know, you're going to react with more urgency. You burn more nervous energy. It's going to affect how quickly you react to things. He makes people work hard. They're under threat straight away. It's constantly on you. That's a ramrod jab. Just difficult to deter. You know, he's good as well at moving to his right. So he forces the opponents to move to their right. And outside of Bernard Hopkins, I haven't seen too many people that are as comfortable moving to their right as they are their left. But he moves to his right and makes you move to your right. He forces you to go the way you don't want to go. So already, most likely, you're feeling you're under pressure. You're moving the way you don't want to. You're uncomfortable in there. You're burning more energy. People say relax because when you're relaxed, you're in a flow and you're conserving energy. When you're relaxed, you're conserving energy. Things are effortless. But when you're when you're uncomfortable and you're under pressure, you're burning a lot of energy. So he's a difficult man to fight. And, any of them, you've got to put him up there with any of them now. Like, he might not look the prettiest. Like you say, he looks a bit cumbersome and a little bit slow, but so did George Foreman. You know, people are, you know, using George Foreman as, you know, to compare him in that regard, because George Foreman, big George Foreman, he weren't going to out-slick Muhammad Ali or out-slick any of the guys, really, but for brute force and strength and power, he just walked through Kenny Norton and Joe Frazier, like obliterated them. You know, but styles make fights. Which that era showed, you know, Muhammad Ali had wars with Kenny Norton and Joe Frazier, but he rope-a-doped and outboxed and stopped George Foreman. So it's going to be interesting. Hopefully, all these fights, you know, we've seen Wilder Fury three times. We know what happened there. We've seen Usyk Joshua twice, but we just need a few more of the other guys fighting each other now. Look, hopefully, Fury AJ happens. You're probably going to ask me about that anyway, so we may as well get on to it. We want that fight to happen, and listen, what about Usyk and Joyce? They've got prior history in the amateurs. You know, can Usyk do that for 12 rounds? I know he beat him in the amateurs, but can he outmaneuver, outbox, outthink Joe Joyce for 12 rounds? Don't know. Maybe not.
Let's get on to Fury, Joshua. Everyone was getting excited. I even saw on my Twitter timeline where people were booking hotels, and some hotels were actually not even available around the 2nd and the 3rd of December because so many people had booked those hotels, presuming Fury, Joshua will take place. Fury came out yesterday and said, the deadline's passed. I'm not fighting you anymore. You had your chance. But Matt, realistically, and let's be honest here, was one side playing the other?
I don't know. I don't think. To be honest, with the way things are recently with Tyson Fury, the way he keeps changing his mind, you've got to take whatever he says with a pinch of salt, you know, or maybe a large bag of salt, because he contradicts himself and changes his mind, doesn't he? You know, he's maybe, and I'm not saying he's lying. Maybe on that day, that's how he feels. But he's quite temperamental, so I think depending how he's feeling on that day, you know, he's gonna react a certain way. He's gonna say, "I'm done now, I'm moving on from it." But then, you know, by the time he probably speaks to his team, you know, Frank Warren, Bob Arum, whoever, and they say, "Look," they calm him down. They say, "Look, Tyson, you know, you can't just. We're spending days and hours, and you know, we're spending money with lawyers, and we're going through things. These things take time." You know, broadcasters, we can't just say, it's not just a case of, listen, I'll fight you outside now, let's go. You know what I mean? It ain't quite as simple as that. I think the fact that they've accepted terms, they're willing to make this happen, but it's with the lawyers now, you know, it's with the broadcasters now, that these are massive events. So they've got to iron stuff out, you know, lawyers, because once contracts are signed, they're legally binding. So it's not a case of, yeah, I'll fight you, let's go. It doesn't happen like that. I think it will happen because I think the willingness is on there with everyone involved. Tyson's probably possibly getting impatient, but you know, I don't think it's going to blow the fight. I think it's going to get headlines and people are going to get pissed off with the boy crying wolf and that type of thing. But I think ultimately sense will prevail. And I think this fight is too big for it not to happen. And I think everyone wants to see it happen. So I think it'll happen.
Matt, we're 10 weeks away. We're 10 weeks away from that potential, well, nearly 10 weeks away from that potential fight day. Is that time scale? We know Dillian Whyte didn't want to fight Joshua with, I think it was 14 weeks notice, right? This is arguably one of the biggest fight on British soil. You know, 10 weeks away. Is it realistic? I know you're saying you think it will happen, but is it realistic in that time frame now?
Yeah, 10 weeks is 2.5 months. You know what I mean? It's still quite a long time. And it's not like this fight needs promoting. Do you know what I mean? It's going to sell out overnight. So it doesn't, you know, it doesn't need the big build-up, the big promotion. It's going to get that anyway. 10 weeks is plenty of time. They're just, but don't get me wrong, it's plenty of time. But it's not, they haven't got time to be wasted. They do need to be on this now. They do need to get it done and announced really in the next couple of weeks because fighters want to focus then on training and all the rest of it. So I would imagine over the next 10 days, 2 weeks, this fight will get put to bed, contracts will get signed and it'll be announced. That's my gut feeling. Could be wrong, but I think the fact that they offered him 40%, didn't they? 60-40. That shows they wanted the fight to happen. Otherwise, they'd have just offered him 25% or 30, you know, 20% maybe, just to lowball him. They didn't. They came in 40%. That shows that for me. That was a statement of intent. That showed me as a fan, just up from the outside looking in, that no, these guys want to make this fight happen, and Joshua has accepted terms. So I think it's just in the process now. It's with the lawyers. It's with the broadcasters. Big meetings will be going on. Do you know what I mean? People will be sending drafts across. They'll be looking at it, going through it. These things can't be rushed. But I think it'll happen.
A man that says that he potentially could be fighting Tyson Fury next is Mahmoud Char, obviously from Germany. He's been very vocal on Instagram. Fury's been reposting his stories, but would it be wrong, if it wasn't Joshua, would it be wrong for Fury to fight someone like Char?
Well, who does he fight? And who else does he fight? I mean,
Joe Joyce?
Does he fight Joe Joyce. You know, Joyce has just fought, hasn't he? You know, maybe now he could have a couple of weeks off, maybe get back in the gym, possibly, yeah. Yeah, look, people, to be honest, I think people will be really disappointed if he fights Char. I think if he fights Char, people just might not buy into it. You know, in terms of, like, I don't think I'd watch it. I mean, I'd watch it if I had nothing else to do that night, but I wouldn't be staying in to watch it on pay-per-view, and I definitely wouldn't be going to it, you know? So, I don't know. I think a lot of people, especially if it's on Fury's side, if it doesn't happen because Fury gets impatient and says he's moving on, I think fans will just swerve it. I don't think they'll buy into that fight.
I know you said Fury changes his mind all the time, but how does that proceed with the public? You know, one minute he was retired, next minute he's out of retirement, then he's offering, he wants 500 million, and then he wants to fight for free, and now it's 60-40, and now it's, if you don't sign by the deadline, now it's Char. Like, how is he perceived now by the audience?
Well, I can only speak for myself, do you know what I mean? But for me, when someone does that, I just don't pay much attention to them, what they say then, because it's just like you say, it's the boy who cries wolf, isn't it? You lose your credibility. If you say something, then you stand behind it, you mean it, people take you seriously in the future. You know what I mean? Because you said something and you stood on for it, you stood behind what you said. You were serious. They'll know next time. No, we've got to take this guy seriously. But if you're changing your mind and contradicting yourself, different day, different story, people just get bored and they just don't take you seriously anymore. You know, so I just think he's at that point where he'll huff and he'll puff, but he won't blow the house down. You know, that fight, I think that fight is already too advanced. Frank Warren, Barbara, Eddie Hearn, you know, TV station. You know, these people are busy people. They don't want to be wasting their time. You know, listen, whatever Tyson says on a rant on Instagram, like, who cares? I imagine, you know, I'm not in these meetings, but I'd imagine Frank Warren saying, listen, don't worry about that. Deal with us. Let's get this deal done. You know, Tyson will be okay. Because ultimately, he's a prize fighter. He's a boxer. He wants to fight. Manuel Char isn't going to get Tyson Fury's juices flowing. You know, Anthony Joshua, that's the fight we all want. Everyone wants to see that fight. You know, or Usyk, but Usyk's out till next year. He wants to fight this year, so it's AJ. You know, maybe Joyce fights Usyk in February. Maybe the winners fight each other.
Time will tell, Matt. Time will tell. Matt, just finally, and very briefly, because I will try to catch up with you in more detail next week, but obviously next week's a big fight, domestic clash, Eubank Jr., and Conor Ben, can you pick a winner, or are you a bit left and right at the moment?
I think Eubank's too big. You know, I know people say Conor Ben comes down, but he's a welterweight. He is a welterweight. You know, he's not. I wouldn't even say he was a super welterweight. Like, I don't think he's not a massive welterweight. I don't think. I know he's got solid legs and he's. He's stocky enough, but he's. I think he's a welterweight, and you know, Eubank has been in there with big super middleweights like George Groves. You know, even though he never was a super middleweight, and you could see that he's genuinely a middleweight. But he has been in there with some bigger guys. He's got one of his best attributes is he's got a good chin. He has mixed in the better company. Kind of Ben's beaten some good names, but he's been matched well. He's beat, as you'd expect, by the way, because he's a guy who's learned on the job. He's a guy who's improving. I think Matchroot and I've brought him along the perfect way. You know, I would have liked to have seen him continue like that and see how good he can be at welterweight and go in and get a shot as an undefeated challenger for one of the welterweight titles. But this fight has come up, and ultimately, they are professional boxers. It is their job. And it is a lot of money. So I don't begrudge them that at all. But I think, you know, Look, no one knows what it's going to take out of. There are weight limits for a reason. You know, people can't just make and perform at any weight. Do you know what I mean? And just because you can make a weight doesn't mean you can fight very well at it the next day. Do you know what I mean? So there's a couple of things there. We don't know how much water he's been taking out to make 160, because you can manipulate water. I mean, there's no body fat to come off him. You see Eubank when he's boxed at 160. There's certainly no body fat to come off him. He's shredded. Do you know what I mean? So he's not losing any body fat, but he can maybe suck a bit more water out, you know. But listen, that's rehydrate clause. I don't know what the rehydration clause is, but you know that is messing with your energy levels. It's not just energy levels, is in stamina for going longer rounds. It can affect your reflexes, your judgment of distance, all this type of stuff. So, you know, and listen, Conor Benn can bang, and if he's punch and your punch resistance goes, if you suck water out too much as well. So, these are unknown. These are talking points, aren't they? That no one really knows the full effect of what the and how much of an impact they're going to make in the fight. But kind of, I like watching Conor Benn. I like his. I think they're funny, the videos they do about when he's ranting. You know, the guy's kind of doing the impressions. They are hilarious. But I like him. You know what I mean? Because I think he wears his heart on his sleeve. There's no bullshit with him. I think he's real, isn't he? He says it how he feels. Whether you like it or you don't. Eubank opposite. You know, he plays the bad guy role, doesn't he? But a good fighter, look, because of all the prior history and the rivalry that their dads had, it's sold on that, really, isn't it? You know, I don't know, may the best man win.
Matt, final one on this, and then we'll end. But do you think DAZN will capture a huge audience for this fight?
I don't know, because you know. It's hard sometimes for us to gauge that, in the sense that we're in boxing. So this is a massive thing to us. Oh, kind of Ben's fighting Eubank. Why is it on his own pay-per-view? You know, we're all that. You know, Twitter, Instagram. But it's big on my Twitter, because I'm following people in boxing and they're talking about it. Do you know what I mean? And big on my Instagram, because, again, I follow people and I'm engaging with people within boxing. But outside of boxing, because the big fights cross over to the casual sports fans, the casual boxing fan, you know, the football fan, the rugby fan, the, you know, whatever, you know, and boxing might be their fourth sport. But, you know, the Joshua fight, Anthony Joshua and Fury, they're crossing over to the guy who's, it's their fourth. They're crossing over to the guys who don't watch any other fights. You know, that's how big they are. It's their crossover appeal. Now, Ben and Eubank seniors had massive crossover appeal. But with this fight being promoted on DAZN, then I don't know. If this fight was on Sky Sports and Sky Sports News was smashing it out the park, and you can't even go to the gym, you can't have a sandwich in the cafe, you're in the pub, you can't. It's being rammed down your throat, isn't it? You know, they promote the life out of it. You can't, like Usyk Joshua, the rematch, you could have been a sports hater and you could have not known that. It would have been impossible for you not to have known and to possibly even be interested in that fight because of Sky Sports News smashing it out of the park. DAZN don't have that. You need to be, you know, don't get me wrong, Eddie has a big social media following. Tony Bell, even people that work for DAZN have got a big social media following. But I don't think it's the same as, it's not the same. It's not the same as Sky Sports News. Sky Sports News, when they point, that is a machine. Soccer AM, you know, in this country, it's football, isn't it? It's football fans. So you want to be crossing over to them. They need to be hearing about it, because most football fans will watch a fight, but they need to know it, but they're not buying the boxing news to find out what's happening. Do you know what I mean? But if they're on Sky Sports News wanting to see what the latest in the transfer window is happening, and then they see a good clip of kind of Ben sparking someone, then they see Eubank Jr., a bit of beef and the dads in, you know, all of a sudden it entices them to want to watch that fight. But DAZN don't have that vehicle, that promotional tool of Sky Sports News. So I don't know how big it's going to be. I don't have the analytics. I don't have that information. It'll be interesting though. It will be interesting because they've got two guys with big social media profile. If you're going to do a pay-per-view, these are the two guys to do it with.
Interesting. Well, Matt, we're only, eight, nine days away now from a huge clash here at the O2 Arena. But yeah, appreciate you jumping on, give me a little bit of time. And like I said, we'll hopefully catch up in more detail, break down the fight in our next one next week.
Perfect.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.